Yes, sir.
Yep.
Well, I think the noise is coming from that other room.
What a party in there, huh?
Call this meeting of the Public Works, Parks, Labor, and Transportation Committee to order. That was a heavy gavel. It's the meeting scheduled for September 20th, 2010. We have on today's agenda, as I mentioned a number of weeks ago, it's been the position of the board over the years to invite into our labor committee the leadership of the different unions that cover the workforce for Westchester County, Westchester County government, that is, and in the case of today's discussion, let me also note that CSEA has members that are working for the Westchester County, the Medical Center, in that public benefit corporation. But for purposes of today, we've invited in Karen Pecora, who's president of CSEA, the Westchester County Government Unit, 9200, right?
Correct.
Okay, all right. So, Karen, for the record, could you please once again identify yourself and the members of the union who are with you here today?
My name is Karen Pecora. I am president of CSEA Unit 9200, which represent the employees of Westchester County. And with me is my second vice president, Quavina Manu.
It's good to see you again.
How many people right now in CSEA?
Approximately 3,700 in 9200.
9200.
Yeah, we had quite a few retire.
Come on, if you don't mind, Bill.
Go ahead. Well,
Karen, how many people have retired, took advantage of the early incentive?
The last number I had was 450. I think that was a low. I mean, it's not much more than that, but it was the last count I got was 450.
So it was actually over $4,100, 4,100 members?
Yes, it was, yes.
That's a big hit.
So we're looking at roughly about 3,700 membership right now.
We were approximately 4,000 members because of the 450. I think maybe only 350 were CSEA. The rest were non-represented Teamsters. So we were at about 4,000 members.
Mm-hmm.
And now we're about 3,700.
Well, the invitation that was extended, and I had a chance to talk to Karen about a week ago, obviously the objective here is to give labor an opportunity to update us on really anything A to Z that is of concern to them, of interest to them, sharing their feelings with us on issues, on important matters that they believe are either before the county or should be under consideration by the county executive and the legislature. Really just a free-flowing conversation that is meant to be obviously more informative for the board members to kind of bring us up to speed as to where CSEA finds itself in September of 2010, and so you know, I just want it to be a nice open dialogue, and you know, you can ask questions of us, we'll ask questions of
CSEA is the only bargaining unit that has a contract, right? All the others don't have contracts, right?
I believe the nurses have contracts. Yeah.
But aren't the nurses under the CSEA?
No. They're under NISNA. The nurses and CSEA are the only unions that are scheduled to get a raise in January.
That's what it is.
Yes, all the other unions are without a contract.
Mm-hmm.
Any things you can share with us about your latest discussions with Bob Escarino and what's going on up there? Because I know it's a we don't get the budget, you don't cooperate with us, there's going to be, you know, close to hundreds of people.
Yeah, I really haven't met with Rob since probably the middle of July. But I did meet again with Vincent Toomey, who is the new negotiator for the county, and you know, he basically gave me the same message that Rob Astorino did, that unless we you know, forego our 4% raise, that there's going to be layoffs. So I am our campaign, CSA's campaign, is really twofold. First is I am educating my members every day. I've been to, you know, every work site that we have members at, sometimes 7 o'clock in the morning. I'm going to the plants. I mean, I'm just speaking to my members one-on-one and telling them, you know, to prepare themselves if there are layoffs. You know, what they need to do, they need to, again, they have to know exactly what their title is. They need to know what their hire date is. They need to know if there's any parentheses in their title. They need to know if they were on probation, because we need to do a checks and balances with human resources to make sure that if there are layoffs, that they are doing the proper bumping. That's the first thing. And then for the non-competitive people, they have no bumping rights. Our contract says seniority. So these are things that we need to know.
So I think there's about 750 people still. There's a $75 million budget deficit.
The last count was $72 million, which meant 720.
Right.
It is my understanding that of that $72 million, there was still money that was not counted into that $72 million, which is the federal, the FMAP money, that is not reflected in that $72 million. And the $5 million savings from PONCO this year that was going to be reflected, you know, shown towards the deficit next year. So that was the last that I heard. I don't know how true that is, you know. And again, his deficit was based on numbers that we felt were very exaggerated from the beginning, mm-hmm. which again is that the average salary of Westchester County employees is $100,000, because we know that's not true. So, and I have actually asked Vincent Toomey to provide me with the reports that Mr. Astorino got to support his numbers. I want to know where he came up with the figures that he came up with in the first place, you know, in March when he made his projections with the $166 million deficit. I would like to know how he came up with the figures that he came up with. And I've been asking since March, and now Vincent Toomey has finally agreed to give those to me, and I'm hoping to have those soon. You know, and that's our plan. I am educating my members what to do with our layoffs, but our plan is, you know, our hope is that we can work together with the legislators and the county executive to avoid any kind of layoffs.
God forbid we go the layoff route. Mm-hmm. And I know you're protective of your members, and if you don't want to answer the question, say, Gordon, I don't want to answer it, but with having lost 450 employees already, and you knowing your membership, how many more, if any, can you say this county could be running with less than the 750 that you have?
Not one person. Not one. I was actually at a mental health in Mount Kisco this morning, and I met with them, with not just my members, but the, you know, the doctors there and the directors, and you know the clinics in Westchester County. There were used to be 5 doctors. 3 of them retired. They're working now with 2 doctors for all the clinics in Westchester. They're not hiring anybody. In social services, some of our caseworkers have 700 cases. I mean, they're stretched thin.
Oh.
I had to yell at them. I really had to fight with them. I said, listen, you can't work until 7 or 8 o'clock at night and not get compensated for it. You know, where my members are diligent, they want to get the job done, and they're in positions where, you know, the people that are going to suffer are the residents, the children, you know. There is no more fat in this county as far as the work getting done. The only way that he can lay off any amount of people is if he's going to cut the services. Because there is no way that the work will get done and the services will be provided if there are any layoffs. And you know, and I said again, the message I've been sending to my members is, I know the Parks Department has the biggest target on them, because they're the less necessary department. Mm-hmm. But still, that that's what people pay for to live in Westchester. We have beautiful golf courses that made made a lot of revenue this year. The pools were packed to the max every day this summer. Our pools. And I know his opinion is, why are we in the pool business? Because residents in Westchester County, they don't own their own pool. I don't understand where laying off people is going to save any money, and it's not going to benefit anyone. There is no benefit to laying people off in Westchester. You'll have more people that need public assistance and less people being able to distribute, the services. People eventually are not going to be able to pay their rent. They're not going to be able to pay their taxes.
And more CSCA workers are actually residents of Westchester County than any of the other units.
And they're certainly not going to be able to, keep spending money in the community, in the county. The businesses will suffer immensely.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Thank you. Your constituents are our constituents. I mean, it's the seems that I've had relatively few talk to me, so I haven't done what you've been out there. That's why I'm curious, because the few that I've spoken to, their reaction is, listen, they all like to have the raise and have that, but rather than lose their job, they'd say, the job comes first, and whatever gets negotiated, but their job is ahead of, when I hear you saying, prepare for the layoffs, can I ask if you can answer, what are you hearing? Because that's not very unscientific. What I heard is, they'll pass the raise to keep the job. Are they telling
that's
you that?
That's not what I was told. I was told specifically, it doesn't matter what we do, there's going to be layoffs anyway. So my feeling is, well, why would I
It's the amount of layoffs.
I see.
If they don't work with Rob, they're saying the layoffs are going to be astronomical. If they do work with Rob, some layoffs, but
not as much.
But I think you're saying something completely different. You're saying that the membership that you're...
Well, they don't know. The few people talk, they don't know which group, the greater layoffs or the small layoffs, saying...
The people who are on top of the tier, the people who won't be laid off, are the ones that are supportive, from what I'm hearing, of the raises. It's the younger ones, the ones who are going to be laid off first, they're the ones
who take
the job
first,
and keep the job.
Right.
And I understand that. I mean, we're all trying to protect ourselves.
Yeah, no, that's it for 4%.
You guys have got a hard job over here, because you got to balance your membership. Right. Both.
Yeah.
I don't know how you do it.
Like I said, I take the line from the airport. I picked a fine time to put smoke
in. That's why I'm just curious what you're hearing. So maybe Gordon said, hearing both
she's
of those.
She's got the worst. We got bad jobs. I'd rather be in our position than her.
Right. It's not. It is tough, and my members are really worried. Whether they're, whether they're 20 years employees or 2 year employees, everyone's worried. And people have said to me, I'm the president of the union. I'm safe. And I said, listen, being the president of the union is not going to save me.
It's going to save me. The Titanic still drowned.
Right. No, what's going to save me is that I'm a 20 year employee. And if somebody in the Parks Department said that all Secretary 1 work processors, that job is going to be eliminated, guess what? I'm going to be out of a job because that's my title. So I'm not safe. I don't consider myself to be safe.
So again, we're all sort of speculating, but to your point, even if the CSA would give back, let's say, the raise, it's the best guess now is there are still going to be layoffs.
I don't know that. I'm just picking up with Karen.
Right, and that's what I was told.
That's the message you're getting.
But even if you're a tier one, like you said, or a student,
I'm tier four, but I'm 20 years.
But you said you were in what grade? What, the first grade? You just said it 2 seconds ago.
Secretary one word processor.
Well,
that's my title.
Under the bumping system, you would still, because you have seniority,
I